walk home, for starters, in bare feet. They put on a shocking effort.
Some of them wouldn't get a kick in a stable.
What a pair of flops they are.
You've heard that saying, Eddie everywhere. Well, it was Margaret everywhere. Thank
you. It's time for a magic moment with Margaret.
Margaret, good morning, sweetheart.
Good morning, boys. How are you all?
Going well, Margaret.
How are you, more importantly?
Did you have a little tumble?
A over turkey.
What happened?
Oh, shocking. A week ago, really. It's a shocking leak, I can tell you. But however, you know, I'm tough. He said to me, my goodness, you're tough. You're tough. And I am. I've got to be tough. You've got to be tough in this world.
You do.
Are you okay?
I'm okay, but I'm laid up a bit.
What happened, though?
I walked around the back of my daughter-in-law. She had the dishwasher door open. I didn't see it.
Come on,
the corner of the door dug into the shin of my leg and junked it out. I've never seen blood like it. Oh, my God. That frightened me a little bit. I thought, how is she going to stop that? But I was lucky she was a nurse, and she stopped the bleeding and got me into Epworth.
Oh, God.
And a
few stitches?
Was unable to stitch it. The skin was in his hands. Because it's very fragile on the shin there.
Yeah, it is.
And at my age, it's just like tissue papers. So he put little strips on it and pulled it all together. Did a beautiful job, a lovely job. I went back to the doctor yesterday to have a look, for him to have a look.
Happy
and he
with
said it.
It
looks healthy and, you know, for my age, it's healing good.
Good.
And I will heal. I will heal.
Of course
I will
you will.
Heal.
Absolutely, will.
You will. Heal.
I'll get on with it.
Have you got your leg? Are you resting? And you up in bed with a pillow
really
at the moment?
It's up a bit. Yep. I've got it up.
Yeah, good. Keep it up. Keep it elevated.
Got to keep it up.
Stick a bit of ice on it.
I'm frightened to knock it.
Yeah, no. Keep.
No,
sure
just rest. Rest. Put your.
Frightened to knock it. But however, I'm getting on with it.
So did you watch the telly?
Watch
the footy. Watch the Blues in bed. Did you?
I watched the Blues in bed. Yes. Didn't watch it all, mind you. They were too scary to watch. But I think the inside this year, and I reckon good chance to be the premiers, is Sydney Swans.
Yeah,
they're
right
looking mighty. They're just looking fabulous.
They look
really taken with their game last night.
Yeah, no, I think your mob are going to be thereabouts too. I think it's going
to
be.
I think they might, but I think that if it comes to push to shove, Sydney will beat them.
Oh, it's only early days, but they look good. The Swans, I agree
both
with that.
Both got a few out, haven't
Swans
they?
Swans look good.
A couple to come back in. Like the Blues will get back.
Weeders
will be back next
Walsh.
Game. Maybe Walsh next game too. Yep. But they've lost Doc for the year, which is disappointing. And the Swans will get back
the guy
Mills.
On the television didn't paint a good picture of Walsh.
Oh, really?
He looks like an old man running.
Yeah, hopefully his back comes good. He's such a good
so
player.
We'll see.
He's an
we'll
important
see.
Player for the Blues.
See how long he lasts. Although we've done without him, Chira's done a good job.
He's done well.
Done well. So, you know, when one can't happen, somebody else steps up.
Yeah, you want them all. As long as they're all coming back towards the back end of the year in the finals, that's when you need them
that's
all.
That's right. That's
which
right.
is good.
Anyway, it is what it is. Only the good will win. And I've really taken with Sydney. I thought they looked spectacular.
Sydney, yeah, they did look great. They look fantastic. They look fast.
Good. I couldn't see a floor, and Grundy doesn't he look good? And
yeah, he's perfect. So perfect recruit.
Heaney, I think he could be the Burnley winner.
Well, it depends what they do with Heaney. I think eventually they need him in the forward line as well. But in the midfield,
Junior's
he looks dynamic.
Out of the bottle as a midfielder, though, isn't he? He's got the power mid now.
It is at the moment. They'll get Parker back in too. Like Mills and Parker will come back into that team. Taylor Adams will be around the mark too. So you know they've got a bit of depth.
A good side.
What about Collingwood? What do you think?
No, I didn't think. I thought I didn't tip them to win. I tipped them to be beaten before the game. I said, "Oh, Sydney will win well," because I've seen them play their first match, and I thought they looked absolutely brilliant. And I said, "Sydney will beat this crowd today," and I wasn't surprised with the score. I thought Collingwood are very, very shoddy at the moment. Joey's not in the race. No, they're very. Very slack at the moment, Collingwood. I don't think they'll do very well at all.
Don't know if you heard us earlier this morning talking about the old days, Margaret, and the things we miss from footy back.
I miss Fisher's polish. vicious polish of a Saturday in our home.
What's that?
It used to be absolutely beautiful, the smell.
What is it?
Through the house. And coming home from church of a Sunday, the roasts, all everybody had their front door open, and the roast, the smell of roast coming out through the door, you'd be waiting to get home because you knew your house would be smelling just the same. It was a beautiful smell. And I miss Juicy Fruit and PKs. Remember them?
I don't think you
remember Juicy Fruit and PKs.
I do. PKs had a longer taste, but the Juicy Fruit was really sweet to start, but then it had to die out pretty quickly.
We were lucky to get the little square pack, you know, just to come in a little slabs of four in a pack.
Yep.
Oh, my God, so were the days.
What about the Sunny
Boys?
I wonder
what happened to all those good things. Why they went out, is the chewing gum as good in the... What do they say? How do they sell it now?
They sort of sell chewing gum. No, they do it. They've still
got extra and all
that. No, it's pretty similar.
It used to be easy to get. Yeah, you've got to actually unpeel everything.
Well, it depends.
It used to be good. PKs.
PKs are good. Little orange pack of the yellow Juicy Fruits.
Yeah, hey, that's right.
Margaret, what did you make of the Aussies last? It was a good win in the end, wasn't it?
Oh, my word. My word. Very good. Excellent. Oh, we had some lovely sport, didn't we?
We did. Great weekend.
It was great. When's the next lot of cricket?
For us, we've got the World Cup in the middle of the year, the T20 World Cup. Yeah, that'll just be the T20 World Cup. And then we've got the Indians out here in November next year. Or this year, sorry.
Not November.
Yeah, no, we haven't got another test match until we play the Indians. Yeah, so bring it on.
What do you think of you happy with how Finey started, Margaret? What's your thoughts?
Finey? Oh, marvellous. Good. Great. Oh, the listeners are so happy. The fellas are all ringing in. They missed him so much because he's down to earth, you know. He just says what he thinks and it's lovely. No, he's great. I love him. Come to bed last night to listen to him. I'm spending most of my time laying on top of the bed at the moment, but however, not to worry. Lucky.
Have you got the Rocky around?
I'm lucky I didn't fall on me nuts. That wouldn't have been ideal.
That wouldn't have been great.
Have you had the Rocky around?
Oh, yes. He had gone away. Had a career ring. I'm on my way to hospital, West. Well, he nearly has, you could hear him through the phone. What's wrong? Mum's fell over. Four hours later, he was knocking on the door. He was home.
He's going to have to make his own late-night snacks for a while. That's going to be his problem. He's going to have to put his own hot bread in at 2 a.m. and make his own crumbs.
I went down to the pantry shop yesterday, a lovely little pantry shop here in Sunbury. Claire would love it. Hutchie.
Really?
It's really beautiful. And she made meringues. And I bought one for him and one for me.
You bought him a meringue?
Big raspberry meringue. Oh, it's delicious. Biggest, a size of a of your hand.
Really? He'd gone through that already, the Rocky, wouldn't he?
He
wouldn't have gone through it
already. I haven't been out the kitchen. He's probably eaten nine.
No. They're both gone. No, I wouldn't go to the kitchen. They're not there.
They're not there. Just assume they're gone, Margaret. They're in his guts.
Could be gone.
Well, we don't want to. He might not fill up to a song, but if he did, we'd certainly welcome one.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. When skies are blue, you'll never know, boys, how much I love you. I forget the last line. See you later. Bye.